The White House drum roll began early. Big announcement by Ford today, read a tweet from the president. Car companies coming back to the U.S. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And it happened just 3 weeks after Mr. Trump met with auto industry executives, as Press Secretary Sean Spicer was quick to point out.
This adds to the growing wave of positive news, jobs news under the president.
But the automaker says that its billion-dollar investment at three facilities is really more about plant modernization, and that actual new production jobs come to about 130. The new investment was actually agreed to during the 2015 labor negotiations when Barack Obama was president.
So is this announcement by Ford today big news?
Well, they're big investment dollars, but they're dollars that we've known about since 2015, by and large.
Kristen Jezek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
Largely what we've seen so far is this year is re-announcements or finalizing announcements that had been previously made.
After 7 years of solid growth, production jobs in the U.S. auto industry have reached a peak. Joe Henricks from Ford says news of any growth is still liable to get a warm welcome.
Clearly, we know that there's a microscope around auto investments and manufacturing jobs, and we're proud of the fact that we make more vehicles in the U.S. than anybody else.
Ford says further expansion will depend on how successful the White House and Congress are in passing tax reform and a big new infrastructure bill. Scott, an executive, told us Ford will be watching both efforts closely.
Dean Reynolds, thanks. And late today, the House, led by Republicans,